What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Monday and happy kickoff day to Toast Friends and Family Week. We are kicking off an amazing week while Jackie's on vacation. How nice for her. With an amazing slate of guest co-hosts. And today I am so excited, humbled, and honored to finally welcome my friend Amanda. You probably know her better as Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, host of the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. Amanda, welcome to the Morning Toast.
Thanks for having me. You're so awake today.
That's what I do.
You wake up.
Yeah. I literally was following you on Instagram. I'm like, this bitch is at the park? Like, I guess because you have a kid, like, you leave your house before, like, it was the craziest thing. I'm like, did she forget we have the toast? Bitch is at the park.
You wake up like, oh, whoops, there I go. Like when people are like, sleep now, you know, it's like annoying because you can't do that. But it's not like you wake up at 7 where you're like, 7's fine. Like you wake up at like 5.
7 is not fine.
Well, what 7, time do you go to sleep? Pray for 7. Well, you also want to have a life. So you're right. You're like, should I go to sleep when he goes to sleep at 7 p.m.? Ooh. No, I want to be cool and stay up until 11. But then you get like,
and you watch so much TV. Like, when do you have time to watch it? When he's sleeping during the day?
Yeah.
I have so many like questions about logistics, about like being a mom while also being obsessed with pop culture, because, and which leads me to a point I just wanted to discuss very quickly. We're going to talk about you, but first I must talk about myself because I need to clear up some of the rumors that just started spreading over the weekend about me that I'm pregnant. And I don't know in how many ways I can let you guys know. I was literally talking about on the podcast last week how like I literally don't want to have kids for a while. Like, I am not pregnant. I drink every single night of the week. I literally was hungover for 24 hours yesterday. I just posted a TikTok. There's this trend. I know you don't really like TikTok, right?
Well, I think I'm too old for it.
No, yeah. You're not.
And I think that there are a lot of different nuances that I don't like. A lot of things are funny.
Yeah.
But a lot of things I don't get. Like the thing that went viral that Selena Gomez recreated.
Yeah.
I was supposed to laugh. I didn't even grin. I didn't even nose exhale. I didn't do anything. I was legit like, wait, why is she saying that? And then people were like, no, you have to remind the original. And then I watched the original and I was like, no, I still don't get it.
Which one? Blue hair for the Teen Vogue party? Or the other one where she was like mouthing off some audio?
Mouthing off the audio about like the pregnant girl.
Yeah, wasn't funny. And also Selena Gomez is, love her, not good at TikTok.
Okay.
So I don't know if I would use that as an example.
Okay. That was just my latest one.
But there was this trend where you play the song from In the Heights and it's like a song about gossip and you tell your friend like a piece of gossip that you just heard. So I did it with Ben because I heard like a hilarious piece of gossip about someone we went to college with. It was nothing groundbreaking. I just said it and everyone was like, oh, she's pregnant. And then my TikTok went viral, which I was very excited about. But then like I was like, oh my God, more and more people are thinking I'm pregnant. I got 600,000 views. I'm not pregnant. Leave me alone. I was telling Ben a piece of gossip about a kid we went to college with. So I just wanted to clear that up. Please leave me alone. But back to you.
Wait, I have a question though. Do people DM TikToks to each other?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Me and Margo, my younger sister,
So do you think it went viral because people were like, oh my God, is she pregnant?
I just think it went viral because I was using a trending audio and like doing a trend that was really popular that day. Like TikTok is like a very interesting algorithm. And if you have to spend a lot of time on it to like understand how it works. Mm. So I feel like I'm getting better at it. I still don't have like a unique perspective or point of view. Like I don't really give people a good reason to follow me. I just like have a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah.
The more you consume.
Are you with a little mic behind a green screen?
No.
See, that I could never take myself seriously. It's like my aesthetic, as you know, and people that follow me know, it's like a non one.
Yeah.
It's like,
you also.
Like it's whatever, like just. shit on a like it's ugly. It's not like Caitlin Miller Keys from The Bachelor. Like it has no.
It's not curated.
It's not curated at all. So for me to like green screen and take a little mic and drop audio in, I literally thought when it's first of all, I started disliking it from the dances.
Yes, of course, because I don't know how to do dances, and it like made me feel left out. Of course,
right. So that's how I started hating it. Until I was like, oh, it's not only dances. But with the dances, when I had to picture what it looks like, I thought there was a little, like, tutorial on the bottom.
No.
I didn't realize that people were really spending hours learning it, which, again, like, leans into the, like, I need more instantaneous shit. I can't be planning out a fucking TikTok and then praying it goes viral. Because I hear everyone talking about that, like, it went viral, it went viral. And, I mean, no offense to your amazing TikTok.
No, it's really sad. It's really sad, for sure.
No offense to your amazing TikTok. I'm sure it was, like, art, but a lot of them I feel like go viral by mistake.
By the way, I spend hours on one TikTok for it to get 13,000 views. I put up a piece of shit. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Let me just get something up. A million views. Like, it's actually crazy. You cannot plan. And that's what's so fun about it. It's just like the wild, wild west, you know?
That's your like adventure.
Well, I'm surprised you don't like TikTok, seeing as how you are literally Addison Rae's number two biggest fan, because I'm number one.
You're not number one. Did she send you her merch?
No, because she knows I didn't need it because I already bought it.
Did she respond to like one of your things?
All right, shut up, okay? Like, we get it. You're the number one fan, okay?
Well, I'm not. I just really think, and I even today I posted a picture of her. I love that she's like, first of all, I really think she's a nice person.
Me too.
She's really nice to fans. She knows where she came from. She's not like, excuse me, get the fuck away from me. Yeah. Sorry, am I cursing and not allowed to?
Oh, no, curse all the way. Fuck, shit, bitch, bitch.
So she's so nice, and I've heard like from people that have met her. I feel like she looks like a real young girl, which is so important. And I just like her vibe.
I feel the exact same way. Like, I'm in love with her. Like, I just think she's such a good role model for kids.
That's what I've been saying. People are like, really? And I was
you could find something wrong with anyone. I choose not to be that type of person because I'm not a Karen.
Yeah.
But I just think she's great. I think she's funny. I think, like, it's so cool that she's, like, made her whole family famous with her, like, bringing everyone up with her. And, like, if I was her, I would have done exactly every business professional career move she has made since she first started her TikTok. I would literally do the exact same thing. End up at Kourtney Kardashian's house.
Oh, whoops.
Whoops, just landed here. Yeah. You know me.
Oh my God, genius move.
Genius move. I'm genius obsessed move. With her.
I know, and I got so many people into her song, You're Welcome, Addie.
It's such a good song.
But it's such a good song.
You say you're obsessed.
Like, I'm sorry. And the white outfit that she wears, that's Britney vibes. That's Britney 2001 Dream Within a Dream Tour vibes.
Honestly, I'm actually glad you're not on TikTok because
it would have ruined it for me.
Like, they made a lot of fun of her music video, especially like that one particular dance move where she, did you know what I'm talking about?
No, tell me.
Oh, it like went viral. Recreate on TikTok. It. Yeah, it's like, you know, she's like thrusting. I love
it. I'm obsessed with it though.
Everyone was like, what is this dance move? And they were all like making fun of it on TikTok. But again, they streamed her song and made it even bigger.
I really need for her to come out with new music so I can
she
get
said obsessed. She is.
I know.
Like, we don't have a release date or anything.
And like, I just feel like I've been waiting for like a pop star that has like the whole thing. And people are haters, you know?
Such big haters.
Like with the UFC thing, it wasn't even real. And reputable media outlets are putting this story up as if she got hired by the UFC, got fired because she put up that journalism tweet.
Oh my God.
No.
We were talking about it last week. First
sorry,
of all,
I'm like late.
It was a funny joke. Like, it was a funny tweet. Right. Like, people are so fucking sensitive.
Yeah.
And, like, that's just the world we live in now, where, like, people with platforms are getting jobs, getting opportunities. It's like, when you talk about the USC, think about, like, those Paul brothers who are fighters now. Like, that's just the world we live in. Like, when you have a platform, you are an influencer, a celebrity. Like, you just get access. That's just the world we live in. And, like, it was a joke.
It was a joke. If it was real, we could still make this argument. But she literally went on, like, a guest hosting gig.
Like Instagram like, Live.
Is anybody like saying anything about Kristen Cavallari being on E! News or, like, every single person that comes
Everyone.
Out of it?
It's so stupid.
Yeah. I mean, we do kind of do that. I remember when someone was on E! News, and this was years ago for you. I'm not going to say who.
Tell me later.
I'll tell you. And you were like, I can do that.
Yeah, of course.
And I mean, we all feel the same way. You're like, how did she get that job? And you start fucking researching and seeing where she went to school. And you're like, oh, she interned for 15
Right, of
years.
Course. When I was in college, I was a communications major. And I remember like my first day of like communications 101. Everyone had to go around the room. It was like a small class and say what they wanted to like do with their lives. Every single bitch in that class was like, I want to be the next Juliana Rancic. And it's like, girl, E! News got canceled, so your dreams are dead. But like, that's what everyone wants to do. Like, it's a there's like so few jobs in that industry, and there's so many people who want them.
So true.
So it is what it is. Justice for all the girls who thought they were going to be the next Juliana Rancic, and then E! News got canceled.
E! News got canceled. Technically.
Justice for them.
Oh,
justice.
Oh, yay.
If you feel the need to issue justice for anyone, that pink apple.
Just roll over.
Yeah, you could borrow it from Jackie, but you have to give it back.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a great show for you guys today. We are going to get Amanda's insight onto a bunch of stories that I really picked custom to you because I know you're really passionate about a lot of things. Kravis, Brittany, and luckily over the weekend, there was a lot of things going on. Monday's shows are always very exciting. We've got a lot of catching up to do. So I'm so glad you're here to help me. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh my God, you're welcome.
And if you guys like what you hear, check out Amanda's podcast. She gets great guests and you're hilarious.
Oh, thanks, babe.
It's the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast, correct?
Yeah, and you were on, correct?
Oh, and I was on it and it was a really good show. Check it out.
Correct.
Correct. So we're going to dive in, to the fast five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. And today's episode is brought to you by Canva Pro. We've discussed Canva Pro here many times about how it's literally the backbone of our business, and now they're the sponsor of today's episode. Canva Pro is an easy-to-use design platform that has everything you need to design like a pro. Whether you're a professional designer or just getting started, Canva Pro can help boost you and your team's productivity and creativity. It's quick, easy, and affordable. It's a quick, easy, and affordable way to design whatever you need. No matter what you're creating or sharing, Canva Pro has everything you need in one place, including a collection of over 75 million premium photos, videos, audios, and graphic. Plus, Canva Pro comes with time-saving tools that simplify and speed up the creative process. You'll get all this and more in just one Canva subscription. We use Canva for everything. Our guest cards, all of our graphics. Every time we say something inspirational here on the Morning Toast, which you know is very frequently, we make graphics on Canva Pro. It's the best subscription and it's totally worth the money. You can design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use our promo code. Just go to canva.com/toast to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/toast. 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 All right, first story. Let me just open my iPad. Jackie usually does this, so I'm just hoping I'll be as good as her. We're going to discuss the Free Britney movement and all of the drama that happened over the weekend. There was a lot of family airing their dirty laundry on Instagram, which always makes me sad. Always. Mm. So from Page Six, Jamie Lynn Spears writes about peace after Britney slams the family. Did Jamie Lynn Spears just respond to big sister Britney calling her out? Jamie Lynn, 30, posted a vague message about peace along with some sexy mirror selfies just hours after Britney posted a searing social media message aimed at Jamie Lynn, their father, and the pop star's critics. So Jamie Lynn wrote on Sunday, "May the peace of the Lord be with you and your spirit." Britney, 39, on Saturday shared a lengthy, profanity-riddled Instagram post amid her fight to end the longtime conservatorship that has ruled practically every aspect of her life. So she posted on Saturday this really long thing. The key takeaways were, she wrote this, "For those of you who choose to criticize my dancing videos on social media, look, I'm not going to be performing on any stages anytime soon with my dad handling what I wear, say, do, or think. I've done that for the past 13 years. Then she pointed the finger at Jamie Lynn and added, "I don't like that my sister showed up at an award show and performed my songs to remixes." So they seem to be like subtly nodding to each other, because when Jamie then posted, "May the peace be with you of the Lord," Britney posted again, "May the Lord, like, go fuck yourself," or something, like, essentially. So they're really, like, not even trying to be subtle
and
about
then,
this. What?
And then Jamie Lynn the changed car? The caption.
Oh, yes, she did. And "May then, the Lord peace be with you." No,
so it was Lord something, and then Britney was like, "May the Lord fuck you. And then Jamie Lynn changed it to two emojis, which that, I feel like, if we were like, no, it's just coincidence, she's Lord, she was Lord, the change of the cap. Also, I need to say something quick.
Please.
What urgency did JLS have to post those mirrors? Did you get married? Did you get engaged? What are you announcing? Like, I feel like, is she leaning into the drums?
She really does not need to be active on social media right now. I completely agree. And I'm fully in agreement, because
one of the pictures, her hand was in her tit. A lot of like people were like, "Hey, excuse me, the Lord."
And I don't know if you saw, last week when she, after she had made those series of Instagram stories that were compelling, she then made some Instagram stories that she was no longer going to be sharing photos of her kids on social media. And she was like kind of being all dramatic about it. Like, she had gotten a bunch of death threats, which is terrible. And you have a child, you know. But she was like kind of being like a little dramatic. Like, you guys, I'm really not feeling safe sharing pictures of my kids. So she shared a picture of them with a flag over their face. Well, why don't you just not post a picture if you're not going to share your kids anymore?
That's how I feel about emojis in general, but I mean that.
I mean, I do that too, but it's not my decision. My sister doesn't want her child on social media. So like, but I still look pretty in the picture.
Right.
I should be able to post it.
Yeah.
But it's her. She's like, I'm not going to share kids pictures of my kids anymore. And then she shares a picture of her kid with an emoji on it. Like, just don't share it.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait. So, and then she gets the box from Auntie Britt with the Jessica Simpson box.
With
and
toys.
The used toys. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is wilder than, like, this is not like a boom, 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 fact, fact, fact.
It's layered.
There's so much, like, also, like, conspiracy in this. And, like, obviously something's not
adding up.
Adding up. And, like, Britney did not send you a box of used, like, Toy Monkeys and a Jessica Simpson shoes. And then she tagged her like Gigi really style, like small. Really small. But she's liking every post, even though it's shade to her.
Towards her. Well, I think she's trying to counteract the narrative that it's about her. No, it's super confusing. And also, I kind of love that Britney called out this performance where Jamie Lynn remixed all of Britney's songs, because of course I went on a search. I'm like, what is she talking about? And it's from a few years ago at the Radio Disney Awards, where there was like a medley, a tribute.
I know I posted it. You went on a search. You went to my stories and you clicked through.
Excuse me, I did see it before it was on your stories on TikTok. Rude.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did get it twice from okay. your stories. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Rude. You guys, the cringiest.
So cringy. It was like a tribute. All these Disney stars. I saw like Sophia.
Like, I can't believe I'm doing this with my arm right now. This is just showing you how much I want to
it
show
was
you.
So
like,
cringy.
It was. And Britney's mom, have you ever seen Lynn Spears this
so happy?
So happy
in her life.
Like, it just made you like feel like, wait, did she love Jamie
more? I have
more?
A hot take.
Yeah.
I thought Jamie sounded good in the video. Like, I thought she was really giving it her all, like bopping. I thought her hair looked amazing. She looked like a Britney impersonator.
She does look like a. And Britney's like.
Yeah, Britney's like, this is weird.
Britney's like, I'm alive.
Yeah, right.
I don't get it.
I'm out of the house. I'm happy. Like, let me just clap.
No, but it did. I mean, and why was she? I mean, yes. Can we agree that she looked like she was cringed out? Yes, but like, then why did the dad force this? Like, none of it makes sense. Wouldn't the dad want Britney to make the money because he's making the money? Like, I'm not a self-proclaimed, like, good researcher. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, here's everything weird happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't. No, like I'm really waiting for Britney to be like, okay, y'all, this is what happened. Because yeah. Otherwise, how are we going to know?
Yeah, but you know what? I think for a while there's been so much speculation about whether or not Britney runs her own Instagram, because some people felt like it was like propaganda from the conservatorship. But after this last week, I'm pretty sure now we're all in agreement that she does run her own Instagram.
But wouldn't she then go on stories and be like, hey.
I think there's so much at stake that like she's willing to share. But, like, she has a mission, and that's to get out of her conservatorship.
Yeah.
And she's not going to post anything crazy on social media that could derail that, I think.
I don't know, Claudia. I don't know.
At the end of the day, we're spewing bullshit. Like, right. We don't know really anything.
Like, her Sam Asghari posted the video. First of all, Daily Mail posted she's driving around in her Mercedes, which some people DM'd me that in the first hearing.
She said, I just want to be able to go on.
Right, but does she have her license?
I'm sure
that may
does.
Be why. Well, people were saying that she said she didn't, which I didn't remember from the testimony. But so Daily Mail put up her in her white Benz, which like I remember that car.
Yeah, of
I feel
course.
Like it's always been that car.
And I'm like, I just love learning things about Britney. She drives a Mercedes.
Yeah. And Sam put up they were listening to Lonely. Think right. about the time that I wasted.
And Britney said that was like a song she was really, really
and
proud of.
And then she riffed.
Stop.
You didn't hear the riff?
No, but I'll did that video get taken down?
Yes. 5 minutes freaking after.
Yeah, how do you feel about Sam? I feel like he's a very unsung hero of this whole thing.
I hate, like, people are going to be like, no. I really don't want to conspire if I don't have to. So, like, I want to believe, first of all,
that he's
it also
genuine.
Doesn't make sense. Like, why would he stick, people are like, oh, he's using her. Why?
There's clearly no benefits. She doesn't get any money. Like,
right.
She's
what,
in therapy
stick it
all
out
the time.
For the long haul? Like, 100%. It doesn't make sense. So I feel like it's for real. And I feel like it's for real. And I
and
feel
you
like
think he wants the best for her?
I do.
I think so, too. In my
he
eyes, he's
innocent.
He does
also want to be, like, an actor and stuff.
We all want. Sorry, he has dreams, okay? We all have dreams.
Right.
And he's just getting there faster.
I mean, not even for sure.
He's derailed now because he's now trying to save his girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, there is. And I feel like to be by Britney's side, I mean, you have to be strong.
So
you have to be patient. You have to be willing to deal with this craziness. So I feel like if he's there, I mean, then people are like, is he paid? But if he's paid, would he like put up the free Britney? But then it's like, oh, but maybe they're trying to. But then you're getting into like just crazy town.
I don't think he's paid at all. I think he's actually been integral in Britney's kind of making so much progress in the last couple months in her conservatorship, in being open with the public. I think that you can give him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah. And you just wonder, like, behind the scenes, it was up for like 10 minutes.
No, you just know what the like, I'm dying to know, like, what the fuck goes on in that house. Like, I would love to be a fly on the wall, just like even in the dancing videos. Like, I'm just so curious about how we got here.
Somebody said that's really important, because I was also one to like kind of make fun of the dancing videos before like we kind of realized what was happening with Britney. I'd be like, oh, this is so funny, oh, it looks kind of crazy, mm-hmm. oh, that's kooky,
what is she doing?
Okay, so Britney on stage versus Britney in these videos, right? Huge contrast. Mm-hmm. Imagine you dancing in your room and filming it. Wouldn't it look crazy?
Oh my God, I would look like a moose. Right. Like, I would look so stupid.
Like, I feel like if, you know, in your head when you sing, you sound so much better than you
do. Of course.
So I feel like to me, I'm like, oh, I can do this choreography. And then if I would do it and there would be a camera on me, I'd probably look fucking nuts.
Yeah, I honestly never really got on the train of like hating those videos, just because there's always just been this very strange, and we've known about the conservatorship for a while, but I think like social media and just the Free Britney movement has made it like such a prevalent conversation in the last year. But I don't know. I felt bad for her for a while. Oh, your alarm.
Oh,
that sound just triggered a million people, myself included.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, could we just take a moment? My chest hurts. That sound, like, really.
I'm really sorry. And it's for my Zoloft, so.
You need to change the sound. Like,
do I like
it's triggering?
Like,
you're trying
relaxing?
To find peace with your Zoloft, and that sound is just like interrupting all the progress.
True.
Do you need to take it? You need a minute.
It's not here.
Oh, okay. Well, don't forget it. Don't forget it.
Yeah.
So that's our Free Britney recap of the day. I'm sure in the following weeks there'll be so much more to discuss. But this weekend was a busy one for the Spearses and their iPhones. Then we're going to move into our little Kardashian segment. There's two Kardashian stories we want to talk about. One is obviously Kravis, because you are the biggest Kravis stan of all time. Is that correct? Do you take
aside
that?
Aside from like the fan accounts of like Kravis forever.
11-year-olds, yeah. Yeah. Well, Kourtney and Travis say, no, we're not engaged, at least not yet. And this story comes from TMZ, so we know it's legitimate. And it comes after there was really not any legitimate sources, but like OK Magazine was posting that they were engaged.
Radar.
There was a lot of weird things happening with Travis's daughter, Alabama, posting on Instagram like, I'm so happy for you guys. But they're setting the record straight. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker had the internet buzzing with engagement rumors after their recent weekend together in Las Vegas. But it just ain't so. The couple took in Conor McGregor's gnarly loss to Dustin Poirier last weekend, where they made out ringside. But it's what happened back at their hotel that had people talking. Travis's daughter, Alabama, posted a so happy for you guys photo of Kourt and Trav smiling, and fans assumed the best, that the couple was engaged to be married. However, we've spoken to multiple sources, aka Kris Jenner. They all tell us the same thing. Travis and Kourtney are a happy couple, but he did not put a ring on it yet. As for why Alabama posted the pic, she's happy to see her dad happy. So, I really feel like you should get on TikTok, because I follow Alabama. She's really active, and I kind of feel like she's living for her dad being like so buzzworthy right now, and she's just kind of like wanting to get involved. That's what I would do if my dad was dating a Kardashian. Like, I would literally be thirsting out like at the house, hey Kourtney, want to have dinner? Like, I would do anything, be posing pictures of Kourtney. So I respect the thirst, but I do think this was somewhat like, you know, stirred up by Alabama, not to blame it on like a child.
I posted like a throwback video when she was really little, and Travis is kind of like a stage mom too.
Really?
Like, he was literally like, she was like seven. Maybe they tried to have her come out with like a song. I don't remember, but they were like interviewed, and he was like, Alabama, tell like the interview, like, where'd you have dinner last night? And she's like, oh, I had dinner with Jennifer Lawrence, Kourtney Kardashian. So she was like into it from then. Yeah. So I could see that.
How old is she?
15.
Oh my God. I thought she was so much older. She's very mature with her glam and her long nails.
Yes. Very, very glam. And I, first of all, didn't believe the engagement rumors. And like, I just hate rumors that are just made up.
Yeah, me too. It's so annoying.
It's so annoying. Meanwhile, like making up the Kourtney's brand with twins. I just hate it.
By the way, you started a conspiracy theory on your Instagram.
I don't remember how I started
it. That Kourtney's pregnant with twins. And
it's a joke though.
I believe it. She's playing into it too. Like everything. She's posting like two Cheerios.
Hot tea.
Slurp it up. Hot morning toast.
Oh my God, I'm such a chug.
No, you're not.
Okay.
What's the tea? You're leaving us hanging.
Gotta go. Okay, so you know when she posted, this was so on purpose. You know when she posted the number 2 on the freaking table?
Yes.
That was like, come on.
Yeah. You She's know, playing like, with us.
Okay, so I responded to her story as I started to do it since we became friends. And I was like, you're fucking with us.
Does she follow you?
No.
But she like interacts with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, you're fucking with us, right? And she's like, wait, Claudia, you're going to die.
I saw you. Did you post this on your close friend story or no, on your regular story?
I don't have one of those.
Oh, I thought I was on it. Never mind.
And I wouldn't violate her.
You need a close friend story.
Just here.
Just on our podcast.
Just when she doesn't know. Okay. So she said, ha, 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 ha. Oh my God. Smiling emoji, smiling emoji, smiling emoji, smiling emoji, cat, smiling emoji, cat, smiling emoji. She's a very emoji girl.
That's chewy.
That's a little bit chewy. And she was like, I didn't even think about that. That's so funny. Like, she Liar. Knows that we know. Well,
yeah, no, no. She knows
Isn't
that there's
that a... wild? Like, she knows about this stupid conspiracy theory that I don't even know how we started it.
Don't say we. You started it. don't bring me into this. Don't bring me into this. You started it.
So, and I was like, the twins are on your mind. Literally. And she's like, I love it. She was like, I love it. It brings a smile to my face. So she likes it.
Do you think Courtney will ever get married? Because
I
know
think for sure they will.
You do? I mean, even when things were good with Scott, she didn't want to get married.
I feel like because she... Have we ever seen her like this, though?
No, it's
have
crazy.
I mean, it's like... The inception of the post sharings alone, like she posts a post, he shares it, she shares his share, he shares the share that she shared with a little black heart, she shares, like that's, and then he like shadow tags, it's just wild, and then they comment each other's things, like the post will be like, I love you, and then she'll comment, I love you, and he'll comment, I love you.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's a lot.
They're so in love, like I'm not gonna be shocked as much as I'm the number one fan when mm-hmm. the engagement does happen.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be like, oh, they're engaged.
Yeah, you know what, like I'm so interested by them because they remind me a lot of course, Megyn Kelly. No, Megyn.
Well, I mean, that's a good Machine couple
Gun.
Name them,
that's what we call them, Megyn Kelly.
Oh.
But what are their names? Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Like, so hot, so fast. Every picture of them spotted was like viral, viral, viral. And honestly, those things really fizzle out really fast. Like, you get over someone so quickly. The public does, and then they get over each other. But with Courtney and Travis and also Megyn Kelly, like, they're two of my favorite couples, and I love that they keep hanging out. Like, it's literally the best thing of all time. And Courtney and Travis have not fizzled out. Like, I really... Remember when they were so hot and heavy on the bus and he's posting pictures of her ass in Utah? Like, I'm like, this is a lot and I'm loving it, but it's going to fizzle out. Like, people just get over things really quickly. Not fizzled out even in the slightest.
And remember how long they were friends. So it's like they still have that foundation. Like, even if the sex chills,
yeah,
then they still have the foundation of being friends for so many years.
Do you think that the rumors that Kim and Travis had hooked up were true?
Yeah.
But Kim said on her Q&A that they weren't.
Okay, but you know what else? All the Jenners and Kardashians once were asked if they hooked up with Justin Bieber. They all said no, and I'm pretty sure like 3 of them hooked up with
Courtney
Justin Bieber.
Courtney did. I feel like Kendall did.
100. Yeah. I saw this TikTok actually because you guys, I'm like a sleuth, and sometimes people send me TikToks, so I'll watch them, and literally it'll jump up like download the app, and I'm like, no, no, and I'll like watch it on Safari.
You need to download the app.
I'm so gross.
You're it's
so,
like, that's like, too gay.
No, it's an old person not willing to change their ways.
I understand, but like you... are an influencer, you're a podcaster, like you got to roll with the times, girl. Like, please, you will love it.
Okay, I'll think about it. Well, can I like be a troll on there and yeah, not have a name?
Most people just like engage with the content. They don't make, they consume, they don't produce.
So I saw a TikTok that was like really hardcore, and I don't know what this girl was trying to get at, but it was showing how like Kendall and JB did hook up and how he was like basically going from Kendall to HB to Selena back to HB. So what I saw for sure in this like evidence-filled TikTok was that he did like go from HB to Selena. So I imagine there was like a lot of turmoil there.
I have actually seen this TikTok because I've seen every TikTok. And it's about the girl who like goes on his Instagram all the way down and like shows the photos. Yes. Yeah.
And like there was a lot of Kendall in there and there was a lot of like intimate Kendall. So one hundo. So I don't believe... I feel like they don't spill the tea and there's so much that we... So yes, I think that... I mean, if Travis went on... Like, he was interviewed and was like, I think Kim is so hot. I think she's so sexual. She's my type.
It's weird.
I mean, it's even that alone, my ego's so big. Like, could you ever?
Never. Well, you have sisters. Like,
yeah.
What are your thoughts on sisters, like, hooking up with the same guy?
What?
Even if it's years apart.
So weird. Couldn't.
So disgusting. Couldn't. It's incest.
Couldn't.
It's twisted.
Couldn't. But like, not even hooking up. The fact that he was like, "She's my type. Her thought body. She was pretty." Yeah. What do you mean? He said like, "I'm dating Paris, sure, but like Kim, that's like." He's like, "You can't stop looking."
No, it's
imagine weird. How does Courtney chill with him and Kim?
No, it's horrifying.
No.
There's can't. Definitely something going on there. Well, we're moving so slow because we're just like talking, but oh I'm God, living sorry. For it. No, it's okay. I have nowhere to be. You have a child. Yeah. You probably have somewhere to be. So we have another little Kardashian story. That's brought to you by Purple. Doesn't it seem like the world is against us from getting a good night's sleep this time of year? Oh my God, the sweating is real. But when you have a Purple mattress, you can sleep cool and comfortable no matter what the world throws at you. There is a heat wave that like never ends here in New York. So it's important that everything in your bed is working for you, not against you, keeping you cool. That really includes your mattress as well, because Purple mattresses have The Grid, a unique ventilated design that allows air to flow through to help you sleep cool even when it feels like 1,000 degrees out. And The Grid is amazingly supportive for your back and legs while cushioning your shoulders, necks, and hips, no matter how you sleep. Unlike memory foam, which remembers everything, The Grid bounces back as you move and shift, so you never get that I'm stuck feeling you do with memory foam. Also, I have a lot of Purple pillows, and they're everything of the sort. They're so comfortable, obviously, like they're firm but soft, but also when it comes to keeping me cool, I always wake up with like a sweaty neck, but ever since I got Purple pillows, I don't have a sweaty neck, and then I don't have to like take a shower in the morning, which is so nice. So Purple's making me not shower. Try your Purple mattress risk-free with free shipping and returns. Financing is available too. Purple is comfort reinvented, and right now you'll get 10% off any order of $200 or more. Go to purple.com/TMT and use the promo code TMT. That's purple.com/TMT, promo code TMT for 10% off any order of $200 or more. Purple.com/TMT, promo code is TMT, terms apply. All right. So after many a rumor that Kylie Jenner was pregnant, she stuns. What?
Do you need water?
No, I'm good.
Oh, I thought. I always was like, take a breath.
No,
oh
never. My God. What is breath? What? I don't know her. Kylie Jenner stuns and shows off her curves in a tiny gold bikini after the star responds to pregnancy rumors. So there were some legitimate theories running around that she was pregnant, but she just shut that shit down with a picture of her looking so unbelievably snatched in a gold bikini that made me just want to, I don't know, like grab a knife and cut my stomach out, you know?
So with this one, I feel it. I feel like it's true. I'm like, I feel mystically that it's true.
You think she's just trying to like veer us off?
Well, Dumois posted a blind that like a sister is pregnant of a famous family, and she's using like it's like a cooperation to use like old things.
Well, I got a DM from someone that was like, I know for 100% fact that Kylie's pregnant. Like I work and blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah,
but then I got a DM that was like, saw her yesterday. And, you know.
Yeah, DMs are unreliable.
I know. That's why I don't take it. But I don't know. Like, my feeling is her and Travis are back together.
Yeah, I feel like they are.
Yeah, I feel like they are. And
they give
Stormy
us nothing.
Is, like, 2.
Yeah.
Which is the age where typically you can start kind of, like.
What does that mean?
Oh, so usually, like, when people have kids, they want to, like, space them in a way. So I feel like 2 is, like, the.
Good space.
Where you. It's, like, the good space. And I don't know why I have this feeling. Maybe she's posted less thirst traps. And then, okay, so this is why I think. She's posted less thirst traps. And then when we were all like, is she pregnant? She posts 3 in a row.
Yeah. Okay, and so, she probably has a content bank of thirst photos. Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, is she posting them to be like, no, you guys, I'm not. It's for sure related to the rumors.
Either to shut them down or to throw us off.
Right. Exactly. Hmm. So I don't know which one. But I don't know why I have a feeling like it might be true. Even though I really want to say that I don't like pregnancy conspiracy
speculation,
just because like I know, but like with this is not based on like anybody's body. This is not based like on fertility. Like I that's why I usually don't like it, but I don't know why it's been, I feel like quarantine has been such a couple, like it's been so
everyone
like,
got pregnant.
Everyone got COVID. Pregnant. Everybody does. I don't know why I feel like with Kylie and Travis, it's going to come, but yeah, they don't.
I mean, I hope so. Like I know Kylie wants to have more kids and Stormy is too. So I would love that for her. And you know what? I don't know. I'm just obsessed with her. Like I, whatever she wants to do, like I will support.
Kylie or Stormy?
Yeah. Kylie. I don't know Stormy. Stormy doesn't talk.
Like, oh, and Kylie, you just know her personality 100%. So well.
Did
oh,
you watch? You did you don't. Watch Life of Kylie?
No.
You never watched Life of Kylie?
Oh, should I? Would I like her?
It's super interesting.
Is it?
So I've been like a Kylie stan. Like I used to be obsessed with her Snapchat. I was like really invested in her when the whole lip kit thing like started for her, when she was on Vine, like right when she was becoming like everyone's favorite Kardashian. And it's always been like very clear that like the Kylie we know from Instagram is actually like not Kylie at all. She has like a very weird, interesting personality. Mm. And every now and then like it does peek through and you got to see it a little bit on Life of Kylie. But Life of Kylie was like a lot about Jordan Woods, like a lot about her friends. Remember like when Kylie was obsessed with her friends and like didn't really hang out with her family?
Yeah, well, they made a comment about it on the last season.
Which I loved.
I love too.
So Life of Kylie is very much representative of that era in Kylie's life, which was not my favorite because I just really like I'm so family oriented and I wanted Kylie to be that way. And like she had to learn those lessons.
She said in the reunion, she was like, I realized you guys were kind of cool. And they were like, about time.
Mm-hmm. But so Life of Kylie did give you a little bit of an insight into like who Kylie is. Mm. She does have like a really interesting personality, I think, that really? Never gets shown on social
Why?
Media.
Why? Or on the show.
Yeah. Well, she's like never even on the show.
But when she is, she's like the memories.
Well, so remember how when she first... She was on the show for a while and then she got lip filler and then she became famous and like disappeared from the show.
Yeah.
I think she's like so traumatized by like how much shit she got for getting lip fillers at like 17. Like the world just like really came for her. And now that she's successful and doesn't need the show, she doesn't like give people much of who she is.
Huh.
But that's just a conspiracy theory.
I mean, her and Kendall both don't give anything.
Nothing.
Like imagine like when you podcast or when you are interviewed, you're like, it doesn't look like it, but we're really
trying
putting
so
in
hard over here. Like, yeah,
like I'm sweating, and they'll just sit there and be like, yeah, no, it's really great.
Yeah, literally.
And they'll just like, but and that's what I'm shocked at. Like a little zzzz.
It's actually impressive how far they've gotten by saying so little. You know, I'm jealous. So that's your Kardashian conspiracy theory news for the day. I can not promise that we won't have more by the end of the week. You know, there's always literally like you were saying before, like how all these rumors just like start. It must be so annoying. That's like literally the life of a Kardashian. You wake up and there's like all these fake stories about you. It would drive me nuts.
It really, and I really hate when people say like Kris Jenner because
the devil works hard.
That's Chugi.
That is Chugi.
That's so Chugi.
Yes.
Because she's, and didn't you hear on the thing? She's like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
And I believe her.
You know, and it seemed like that was a thing that really bothered her, that she's like this master manipulator when she's really just like a mom who wants the best for her kids.
Yeah.
I refuse to see Kris Jenner as anything other than that. Some
I
people
agree.
See her as this master of spin. I see her as like a mom.
I agree.
I fucking love her. And what do you think about her and Corey? I'm obsessed.
First of all, I'm obsessed with her. If I had to pick a favorite, it would be Kris Jenner.
I literally completely agree.
And like her style and like I'm sorry, she looks the best out of like all of them or
100%,
something. Like 100%. She like the work she had done is so perfect and like everything just looks so good. I love when she wears like combat boots.
Stunning.
And I just love all of it and her vibe, and she's just such a good time.
Oh my god, if I had to go out for drinks with any of them, it would 100% be Kris and Corey.
So Corey, you like him? It's like
no,
stop.
Me and Jackie are obsessed.
Wait, why?
He just seems like, first of all, he's been so unwavering like in his support of Kris, and he, you saw on the show, like it was a little awkward in the beginning with the girls because like he was younger, but he is like so tried and true, and I feel like him and Kylie get along really well, and he supports Kris so much.
I mean, there was a little weirdness there though. No,
of course,
where you were like, when, wait, get along? Or
also like the Palm Springs car thing when he like kicked Kendall out of the car or whatever. Like,
oh,
we don't
yeah.
know what actually happened.
He doesn't like Kendall.
No, I stand in defense of Corey Gamble. Like, I think he's an amazing guy and like an amazing boyfriend, and look how happy Kris is.
Yeah,
she has never dated anyone else after Caitlyn besides Corey.
For years.
There's proof in the pudding. I'm sorry. Like,
it's true.
We all thought it was weird, of course, like younger guy. But I'm sorry. There's proof in the long-term stable relationship that they have.
I think he makes her happy and supports her and isn't like trying to bring her down or be true. He's not thirsty.
No, I'm telling you, we all need to take more time to respect Corey Gamble because he is a really honorable man. I'm telling you.
I mean, okay, so Travis, you know, I love him. Number one stan. And like, I might be wrong because I only started following him when Courtney came in the picture. But like, I wonder a lot, like, I think he really loves her, but all of these, he's producing for every single up and coming artist ever. TikToker.
He performs on like Jimmy Kimmel with all these TikTokers.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel. He's like opening brands every day.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, is this like
thirst moment? I just
is
have
this
to
a
say
moment?
His song with Willow Smith is unbelievable.
I need to listen.
It's called Transparent Soul. It's the best song of all time. Like,
wait, I need to ask you a question as if you were on my podcast.
Yeah.
Who would you go for then? Travis or MGK if you had to pick a night?
Machine Gun Kelly. Like, I'm obsessed with him.
Oh, you're so obsessed. So many people are. I need to get it.
He's so handsome. Like, I can't stop smiling now that you're asking me about it. No, like, I'm obsessed. And I love his music. Like, I was a fan of his music before, like, I even saw his face. You know, that's a lie, but you know what I mean.
Okay.
Obsessed. You got to get into it.
I need to get into it.
Listen to the song Bloody Valentine. You'll, like, be obsessed with him in 2 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So good. Okay, I really could talk about the Kardashians all fucking day, but there were other things going on in the world. Okay. So from Page Six, this is really interesting. New York City socialites are running scared from the BBC's Ghislaine Maxwell docuseries. Manhattan's upper crust were tight-lipped about Ghislaine Maxwell when a team of BBC filmmakers hit the town this month, we hear. Sources tell Page Six that producers of an upcoming BBC documentary on Jeffrey Epstein's alleged madam and her late shamed press baron dad, Robert Maxwell, were in the Big Apple to interview subjects this month. The filmmakers managed to land an interview with David Boies, a famed attorney for the Epstein victims, as well as various business associates of Robert, including a former PR rep and executive who once helped her father, Robert Maxwell, buy the New York Daily News. High society types who once rubbed elbows with Ghislaine and Epstein are running scared and keeping mum. An insider told Page Six, all members of higher society in New York refuse to talk to the BBC. Some people are buying copyrights to photos, both in London and in New York, to remove the pictures from the market that shows them with Ghislaine and or Epstein. And another source familiar with the project told us, I bet that people in New York City high society are not lining up to speak to the BBC. So this is what's really interesting. When the whole Ghislaine thing happened, if you go to gettyimages.com or like any paparazzi bank of photos and search her name, you will find her in photos with any celebrity. Like, and that's why there's literally a picture. I mean, there's an Instagram account like Ghislaine and her celebrity friends, because you see like literally everyone with Ghislaine. It's like, well, do they know her? Or she was just like such a thirst monster at all these high society events that she got invited to because of her dad, that she would just take pictures with celebrities. Like, there's a lot of rumors about her and like Carol Radswell. They've been pictured together many times, and I do believe they were friends. So I think that I thought that the Netflix documentary on Jeffrey Epstein was really good, but didn't give us enough insight onto the celebrity element, because there are a lot of famous people on his plane manifests going to his island, a lot of pictures of him with a million celebrities, him and Ghislaine. So I hope that this documentary tackles what I thought the Netflix one missed out on a little bit. Also, the Netflix one the Netflix documentary was made like so quickly after he died that like I don't think there was enough time for like all the developments, like they made it too soon. Now it's been a couple of years and there's so much like evidence that the federal government has. I think it'll be more,
I think that the Netflix documentary was more about the victims, so we heard a lot from the victims. But yeah, it's very interesting to get the take of like the celebrity aspect, because we also like
are obsessed,
right? But like, right, was it like pictured at events? Because if they went to the island, then they knew.
Yeah, of course.
If you were on the island, then you knew. If you met them at an event, maybe you didn't know.
Of course. No, if you were on the plane manifests, like, girl, what are you doing? Well, that's what, I forget which victim it was in the documentary, said, like, she was so traumatized by what happened. She, like, stayed in her villa, and she, like, left the house, and she saw Bill Clinton sitting, like, at the pool with, like, an underage girl. So, and I feel like they didn't really dive into that at all. It was just, like, an anecdote. But I think there's a lot that went on
like
the island.
And, like, a prince,
too. Yeah, like, people from all over, politics, in business, celebrity, movies. There are people from all walks of life that were on those manifests, and I think that there's a lot. And I think that's what it sounds like this BBC documentary is trying
to. But who's fleeing? Do we have any names?
No, but okay. I can imagine if you ran in a fabulous crowd 10 years ago and you know, were at a party and you met a girl and you took a picture with her, like, you do not want to be involved in this shit show.
Yeah.
It's so layered, like from the island to Jeffrey, like fake killing himself. No one knows
or
what,
like,
actually happened.
Getting killed. I don't know.
Or like running away and he's like living in Cambodia or something. He's definitely alive. I can't imagine any person wants to be a part of this.
Right.
And I imagine they're having a very hard time making this documentary.
Right. But they can't force people to speak. So why are people running? Oh, they want to be like, oh, I wish I could talk to you, but I have no reception.
You're breaking up. Well, I'll definitely be watching that documentary very soon. Okay. Fourth story. This is really interesting. And we haven't spoken about it yet, but apparently they've been dating for quite some time. Renee Zellweger and Ant Anstead are making out on the beach. They've been photographed a bunch of times making out, like on her balcony. They were just photographed on the beach making out. And for those who wonder why we care, Anne Anstead was married to Christina. What's her last name?
Anstead.
Oh, right, right, right. But what's her, like, what's her famous name?
Oh, oh yeah. No, she was
Christina
married.
El Moussa.
Yeah.
She was married to Tariq El Moussa. They had a show on HGTV together. Not enough people know about this. They had, like, the police were called to their house. Tariq, like, grabbed a gun and left the house and ran up the mountain or something. Then they got divorced, and everyone was like, well, what about their show, Flip or Flop, which really isn't that good. They kept the show, and it was all about, like, co-parenting while also flipping and flopping homes, like, whatever. Then she got remarried really, really fast to this random British TV host, Ant Anstead. He then obviously took his time and now is engaged to Heather Rae Young from Selling Sunset.
Tariq is, yeah.
Tariq is. So they made, you know, they're still engaged.
Speak of two gee.
Speak of two thirst monsters, like, for real. Their TikToks make, you have to okay. get on TikTok.
Oh, no, I can't. No, I can't handle it. Okay. No, 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 I can't handle
so
it.
So Christina moved on really fast, had a baby with Ant, and then got divorced, like, super, super fast. And now Ant Anstead, who was dating a reality star, is dating, literally, Renee Zellweger, a renowned Oscar-winning actress. And I'm just so, like, I think this story is so twisted. Like, is Ant Anstead the biggest social climber of all time? How did he get here? Who is he?
Is he cute?
Yeah, he's a very handsome, like, silver fox. He met Renee. He's hosting, like, a Discovery Plus show called, like, IOU Trips or whatever. And I guess she got paid to do an episode because I can't imagine that's something she would want to do.
She got so much hate for, like, do you remember? Like, people like, new face. Yeah. Yeah.
I fucking hate when people say that.
Yeah. Because you're like, no, no one's getting face transplants.
No. And you know what? Like, if I was Renee Zellweger and I had all the money in the world, you bet your ass. Like, if I'm getting older, I'm getting a face transplant. And no one can tell me otherwise. For real. What's wrong with a face transplant? If it's my choice.
But people think it's like that movie. Like, it's yeah. like, yeah, did she do some this and that? Tariq El Moussa, first of all, what a last name. It's like, so, like, kind of
regal,
right?
Yeah.
So no, he, him and Heather Rae Young were on my podcast actually like a day after I posted that they were huge chugs because they went to Nobu and took a picture like underneath the Nobu sign.
That is chuggy. You had them on your podcast?
Yeah.
I gotta listen.
No, you're gonna hear this. No, you go, babe.
I
swear. God. I swear.
That's literally like
they were
so
everything
her.
That you thought. It was literally like, no, stop. But she came on with a baseball cap and her hair in the thing. She's the most gorgeous Barbie she's you've ever seen.
Stunning.
Like, no, but on the thing, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Do you record video?
Record a video. So I'm with them. They're like hugging. And he's like, babe, no, you tell them how we met on the boat called I Regret That from last. He has a boat called like Last Night I Was Drunk. Like some weird regrets from last night. Like something. I was like, you're such a tool. Like, that's I think I might have said that.
Really tool.
So he met her on a boat. And no, babe, stop. You. Like, they're like that.
Oh, man, I would jump
I'm
off a cliff.
Not even joking. But no, but it was like, you know, when you're like, wait, this is real because this is how they are.
Yeah. And I also, at the end of the day, like when they got together, I'm like, oh, this is thirst meeting thirst. But I'm sorry. There is proof in the pudding. Like,
right.
You have a long, stable relationship with someone. And the more I see, I'm like, damn. And they're not rushing into anything. They've been engaged for a while. Like,
yeah.
Christina ran as fast as she could away from Tariq, got married and engaged within 2 seconds, and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
So there's proof in the pudding. I'm sorry.
Like, yeah, if you're together for so long, that's why I hate when, like, there are rumors about Sean and Camilla not being for real.
Yes.
Because I'm like, they're together for, like, so many years and so in love.
What do you think
about
them?
I feel like you're a hater. You're a hater. You're a Shamilla hater, I feel like.
I'm not a Shamilla hater at all.
I love them.
Oh, I definitely don't love them. I'm not gonna lie, like, I am confused by them.
Okay.
And I just will never forget at the beginning of the pandemic when they were like posing for paparazzi pictures, going on their walks with their mugs, and then the video of them.
Maybe they weren't posing.
Okay, then a video came out of them as they're walking for the paparazzi and they're walking in slow motion.
Yeah.
For me, that was kind of like the end of the cuteness.
But what if they were really sluggish in the morning?
Listen, you don't have to tell me about sluggish. I'm literally the laziest bitch alive. I walk 30 times faster than that, and I walk slow, okay?
Listen, I don't know. I think he's cute, and I think she's cute.
Me too. I mean, I literally, in my mind, invented Camila Cabello. I watched X Factor. No, seriously. I watched X Factor.
Yeah, I think I watched that season, too.
Was obsessed with Fifth Harmony. They used to be called L-Y-L-A-S, Lilas. That was their original name. I was obsessed. She was so clearly better than every single one of them. Yeah. Like, she slipped through the cracks in the audition process. Like, she must have fucked up like when they were doing the auditions, and like then she got
Normani is amazing too. Oh my God.
Amazing. But Normani did not shine at all until after she mm-hmm. left the band. Like she was really not even like, I don't even remember her being better than any of the other girls. For me, it was always vocally and on Camilla. X Factor. She got all the solos. She got the bridges. Right. She had the high notes. All the other girls were like swaying behind her, like clapping and snapping. Yeah. I was obsessed. When they left X Factor, they had like a weird interim time before they like started releasing their own music. They were releasing all these covers on YouTube. They're amazing. You have to go watch them. And still, it was like Camilla was the star. Camilla was the star. Then the band happened. Camilla was the star. When she left, I was not surprised at all. So I love Camila Cabello. I'm the biggest Taylor Swift fan. I love that. I love their friendship. Something about this relationship doesn't sit right with me. I don't know what it is. I'm sorry. I can't put my finger on it. But I just want, it's not like I'm biased because I'm obsessed.
Did you see the video that they put on TikTok?
Yes, I did, about her running.
Do you not like it?
I just wasn't inspired. And like, I'm a body positivity like queen. And I just, and usually like I get like, I tear up. I love seeing body positivity content. Yeah,
you didn't
tear
up.
I was like, this is like lame. I was just like, I wasn't inspired.
I was.
But, and I'm just trying to prove like I'm not biased against her because I'm a huge, I've been a huge fan of her.
You've hated on the video so far and you've hated on the relationship. So maybe reconsider.
But I'm not a hater. You're that's what her. I'm trying to back you're up objective. With facts.
Okay.
I really am because I love Camilla.
Yeah. She's so cute.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Something's just about it. It's not
maybe
feeling
you
right.
Maybe like Sean.
It's possible. I didn't love his documentary. Like we get yeah. it. We get it. You're humble. You're from Toronto. Like. Yeah. That's not, being from Toronto is not a personality trait. I'm sorry. And he was just like, Toronto. And
it's I love like, his hair. I'm just like, he's picturing him.
Don't get me wrong, the hottest man alive.
Yeah, he's so hot.
And like,
he's I kind John of, Mayer vibes.
John Mayer vibes. And did you like die when he went to the Met Gala with Hailey Baldwin?
Died.
I know it was fake, but for like that one moment that I believed it was real.
No, but then they had those pictures hugging after.
It was completely fake. He's spoken about it in an interview. Like, they were friends and it was really just like a publicist thing, like, because it was made them both huge, you know. What's crazy though is like literally she got married like a month later.
I think I'm just realizing, which I know people won't believe, like how, because we're realizing now Courtney huge, right? Travis big, together
there's so
like,
much power.
I'm just realizing now how like couple power is like a real thing, because I never got it. Remember there were always rumors like why two Hollywood stars are like linked. Put together, like I never got it until like we're seeing how much power there is in a power couple.
No, and like that's really what's a fun part about being a celebrity is like who you date can like really raise your star. Like if I was
would you ever date somebody not famous?
Yeah, if I wasn't married, like I would be like literally running all over town. Like,
oh my God, I always say hooking up with people. If I wasn't married, I'd be sliding into so many DMs.
I'd be hooking up with people from Bachelor.
I'd have like a copy paste, like
100%
every blue check mark. Like, and
I would I would be messy on Instagram about it. Like I would definitely use it to my advantage. It's so cool. Like,
yeah,
it's so I mean, cool. Madison LaCroix is on a show and she's famous from the show, but what she does outside of the show makes her even more famous. Yeah,
she's on the show, right? She didn't have a lot going on.
She's one of an ensemble, but she's like, but so
would
fucking
you want
famous.
That messiness? Would you want
no Madison I wouldn't LaCroix? Do the Instagram live level.
Oh my God,
but I would be messy for sure. Like, why not? I'm like young and fun and like fabulous. I would be like messy as hell. We've got one more story. Yeah. A little rumored dating news that's brought to you by Glamnetic. Oh, I'm excited about this. I'm wearing my Glamnetic nails right now. You know I'm obsessed with press on nails. Glamnetic, if you have any struggles with your lashes, finding the perfect lash for your eye shape or the grueling application process, it can be exhausting and frustrating. And that's why Glamnetic has put in the work to craft beautiful lashes for every eye shape. And they've made application easier than ever. It's done in seconds and really super easy. All you have to do is take their quiz to find the perfect lash for your unique eye shape and style. And you'll never have to show up late again because of the Glamnetic magnetic lashes. They take under a minute to apply. There's no toxic glue and no struggle. And you can use each lash up to 60 times, so they're super eco-friendly and wallet-friendly. They have over 75 styles to fit your perfect natural glam, and you can get a different lash for every mood and occasion. They also have brown lashes, which is perfect for blondes and redheads. Take their lash quiz or use the lash guide to find the style that suits you. And before you check out, make sure to check on their press-on nails. I'm on
oh
like
my God, no, you sold me. I want them.
I'm on a press-on nail like journey. How cute are these?
I want them.
And they style them like after celebrity nails. So like they have like different ones that like Kylie's had. It's really cool.
Okay, wouldn't go that far, but
find out for yourself why Glamnetic lashes are Instagram's favorite beauty hack. Go to glamnetic.com/toast and enter the promo code toast if you want to get 30% off your order. The code's only available for our listeners. That's glamnetic.com/toast. Enter the promo code toast at checkout for 30% off. All right, final story is a little news about Adele. She is rumored to be dating an NBA agent, Rich Paul. Rumors are flying after the two have been seen together. The Grammy-winning singer and sports super agent Rich Paul sparked dating rumors by sitting together at Game 5 of the NBA Finals on Saturday, which ignited into a full-blown blaze after ESPN's Brian Windhorst referred to Adele as Paul's girlfriend. So he was on the on his podcast. He said, Rich Paul, LeBron. Oh, my God, I can't fucking speak.
Do you have a stroke?
Let me just start again. Reset. Rich Paul, LeBron James's agent.
You don't
agent.
Have a stroke. That's a test if you have a stroke.
Oh, is it? I thought it's like helps you speak better. It's working. I'm keeping my hands up. Rich Paul, LeBron James's agent, brings his girlfriend to the game sitting next to LeBron. His girlfriend is Adele. That's what he said word for word on his podcast. He said Rich Paul is at the game with Adele. So they were spotted together, which made people think that they were dating. Then the podcast guy said that they were dating. So she has a new man who's like a rich, like, businessman.
Love it for her. That's what I would do, by the way. Sorry. I know I said I would slide and slither into, like,
but when it came time to settle down.
But I would want, like, a businessman.
So we have a phrase here.
Like, who is Bella Hadid dating?
We have a phrase here at the Morning Toast called a businessman beau. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, the in our eyes, like, the ideal type of man to date for a powerful woman, because so many guys like thirst you out. And we really thought, honestly, like J-Lo and A-Rod were a great example of like having a businessman boy, but he turned out to be like such a thirst monster and such a sleaze. But there, and we always say Khloe Kardashian needs to find a businessman beau because she's always dating people who are taking advantage of her.
You need like the man, like
who's stable,
the art collector.
Yes. I think this is a perfect example of a businessman beau for Adele.
Well, who did she date before? What was he?
She was linked to a rapper. I think we spoke about that a few weeks ago, who I hadn't heard of. I'm sure she's just playing the field. I do kind of love this for her, a businessman beau.
Love it. First of all, love Adele. Which obsessed. I know is like, who doesn't love Adele?
Yeah, it's not an unpopular
opinion.
But like,
it's not like a, right. She's so beautiful and so talented, but like, we need some songs.
I know. And so I'm kind of loving that she's going through like multiple relationships after her divorce, because we want songs full of highs and lows. We want, you know, pop anthems where she's happy and then like devastating ballads when she's sad.
Yeah.
So I'm here for her making the rounds.
Totally.
I feel the same way about Kacey Musgraves. Like after she got divorced, you've never been into her? Oh my God. You have to.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
She's everything. And she's like one of the greatest songwriters of our time. Up there with Adele, I would say. And she just got divorced. And she won Grammy for Album of the Year. Got divorced. And now she's working on music. She's been spotted linked to two different guys. So I want the same thing for her as I want for Adele. Like lots of emotions, multiple relationships that can become inspiration for songs.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
So I think that this is a great match. But Page Six obviously reached out to...
Do you want a businessman beau for Kim?
Oh, let's talk about that.
Do you?
I don't know.
Kim, they were spotted together, by the way.
Who?
Kim and Kanye.
Where?
With the kids.
With the kids, okay.
Yeah.
I think which, they'll like, co-parent
again,
well.
This is like, I didn't even post it, which like, if you know me, I'll post anything.
Kardashian related. Yeah, no.
Right. But like this, I was like, yeah, so they're with the kids.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
But when it comes to Kim, see, the businessman beau model is very interesting. I think Kim is so stable. Remember how on the last episode of Kardashian she said calmness is my superpower?
Oh my God, she almost got killed and she was like
so calm, grateful for the experience. Like, no, she's like, for all that it taught her, she said it was meant to happen to her.
Do you remember when she said, I'm so happy it happened to me and not to Courtney, because she wouldn't be able to handle it,
or any of her sisters? She
and
said,
like, I feel the opposite of Kim. I feel like my soul is weak
100%. Like I would literally
like
not
literally
survive.
I can get like trauma from like
from a walk in the park this morning.
Exactly. Do you have trauma? Exactly. So like when she said that, I realized like how weak I am.
Yes. And how not calm I am. Like I am, my superpower is being frantic all the time. Like I panic at a moment's
Wouldn't
notice.
Wouldn't you die for that? Like I would die for it.
So I think with a businessman beau,
it might be too
boring. It's meant to balance out like a very powerful woman. Mm-hmm. Whereas like Kim is a very powerful woman, but she is a business woman herself. I don't know if the businessman beau model would apply well to her.
So what does she need?
I think she just needs like a mega star. You know, who's like, very humble.
Like a Brad Pitt
like a
vibe?
Kanye. A Brad Pitt. Oh my God. If Kim ever dated Brad Pitt, I would lose my mind.
She does. She needs somebody maybe like Yeah, she needs like someone strong and like that can like handle her.
But also someone fun and outgoing, because Kim is really serious. And I think that was like a really good part of her relationship with Kanye, was like he was kind of like
goofy.
Yeah. And he made her laugh and smile all the time. And I think that was like why, one of the elements of what made their relationship work for so long.
Yeah.
So I think she needs someone like goofy and silly while also on her level.
I really want to see her dating. Like, I really hope we get to see that, you know?
There were rumors that she was linked to Van Jones, but they like shut that down.
Yeah.
And then also Maluma. Like, they were like spotted out. I don't think there was anything to it.
No.
But I kind of liked the Maluma.
What are you feeling about Scott and Amelia's Camellia?
Me and Jackie, we refuse to like kind of really acknowledge him on the toast because it's so inappropriate and like it's... It's really not an appropriate age gap.
I mean, technically, though, it's legal.
Yeah, of course. Just because it's legal doesn't make it appropriate. And so we really just like...
Well, didn't you love his explanation on the reunion?
They find me...
I thought he was going to say something like...
Insightful.
Right. And then he was like, the young girls. And I mean, at least call them women or something.
Yes!
You know? But then calling them girls, I was like, no, Scott. Which I have been going on a hater roll about him lately. I feel it. And I feel like anything he does now. And I really am trying hard to not have it rub off on Amelia because I don't think she deserves it.
Yeah.
But I sometimes can't help it.
Do you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
No, but I feel like I really should.
You honestly, you should for this season. One, because there's so much going on with Erica and Kathy. But also, they talk about Scott and Amelia, you know, and Lisa Rinna, who is a self-proclaimed thirst monster. She calls herself, she's a hustle, hustle, hustle. She'll do a Depends commercial, anything for a dollar. She's worked in this industry for so long because she takes gigs no one wants. She's spoken about that for years.
She says that?
Yeah, she's very open about how, like, in LA, in Hollywood, you have to hustle, hustle, hustle. Like, you'll be irrelevant in 5 minutes if you don't work and if you don't make money. And, you know, she married Harry Hamlin, so financially they're fine, but she's all about the hustle. Like, she jokes about it all the time, whatever. And so when they're filming is when Scott and Amelia are first linked, and she brings it up in the car with Erica and then brings it up with her friends, and she's like pretending to be disapproving. Harry Hamlin, the father, is not happy about it. He does not think like the age is appropriate, but Lisa's like living for it because
she
knows the hustle. She knows what it takes to survive in Hollywood. Being linked to a Kardashian gives you a 5-year extension on your fame.
Is she pretending to not be into it?
She's like pretending like, oh, I don't know what to think. Girl, we know you're thrilled. Like,
We know. Because she has to. Because if she's like all for it, then she has to play the game.
She has to play like,
and then at the end, she'll probably be like, oh, but he's a good guy. Like, she'll like, she'll take us through the process of like approving of him.
100%.
Yeah.
So those were the past 5 stories. I definitely feel like there was a lot to catch up on from the weekend. I'm so glad we got to get your expertise. Thank you so much for being here.
I live here now.
I know you have a child, so like it's really nice of you to come and like
it really
spend
is.
An hour here. No, it is. Like I really appreciate it. So if you enjoyed Amanda's take on literally everything Kardashian, check out her podcast, Not Skinny But Not Fat, and also her Instagram. She posts like, you literally like are the, you have so many fucking stories. Have you ever reached so many stories that you can't add more? Yeah. It's like 100, right?
Yeah.
Does that happen to you a lot?
No, but it's happened.
I wish you would post more. Like, I'm obsessed. I get all my news, swear to God, Kardashian, from you.
Can you stop making me a Kardashian fan account,
please? You are.
But no, I'm not.
Oh, my God, you're not?
Oh, my God, no, I'm not.
You're a Kravis stan account.
No, I'm an Amanda stan account. No, that's I'm just kidding.
No, you're
I'm just
a Noah stan
no,
account.
No, no, no. But yeah. I if I'll have, like, probably a normal amount, it looks weird to me.
I'm sorry. You're a Hilaria Baldwin stan account.
Can want that reality show.
I know.
That's Twisted. What people that are smart need to get, like networks need to get on that.
Yeah,
even
but
Alec, people killed their podcast.
I don't know.
It was so mean.
Oh, what happened with their podcast?
Well, no, it just like had 1-star reviews after like people are just
after the trailer.
They're not listening to it. They're just hating.
Yeah. Well, do you think that she's of Latin descent?
No.
Okay.
I think it's wild. It's one of those things I can't sleep at night.
Me too. I think it's so cringy and weird.
It's so weird.
Okay, well, make sure to follow Amanda because she posts a lot of Kardashian content, but a lot of other content too. Honestly, you're a Hilaria Baldwin investigator, a Free Britney advocate, you're a Justin and Haley stan, and you are a Kravis stan. You're very well-rounded. I'm sorry to have limited to pigeonhole you. But her Instagram is everything. It's at Not Skinny But Not Fat, and that's what her podcast is called too. Great guests. Check it out. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you guys for listening. And tomorrow we've got another special guest co-host. You won't know who until tomorrow. So make sure to, I don't know, just keep up with us. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast. Leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye. I'm shocked at how quick you did that.